Good morning. Welcome to Advent. And welcome to worship here this Sunday morning at Water Lane. A very warm welcome to the uniformed organisations, Cubs Brownies, everybody. It's lovely to see you here, and I know you'll be taking part in the service a little bit later on and all the various activities. It's great to have you with us this morning. Welcome to anybody who's a visitor, anybody who's new here. There'll be coffee served after the service, so please come and join us, make yourself known to us, say hello. We're looking forward to fellowship continuing after the worship this morning. A welcome to people who are listening to this through the mysteries of the media, people at Carr's Court and elsewhere. Good morning to everybody, or good evening if you're on catch-up. Just a couple of notices. First of all, we are one short in the coffee department this morning for serving coffee afterwards. So if anybody's able to help with serving coffee, that would be very much appreciated by those who are receiving the coffee. And the second notice is leaflets. There are leaflets telling of the Christmas activities for all the churches in Wilmslow. Now, please have a look afterwards, but more importantly, these are being pushed through the doors of all the different streets throughout Wilmslow. So if anybody's able to help with that, there's copies on the table at the back. And if anybody is able to join in helping with distribution of Christmas leaflets about all the services that are going on, then that's a part of our service. Please feel you're able to do that. Please don't forget to sign up at the end. I think those are all the notices for this moment. So it only remains to welcome, a big special welcome as always, to our own minister, Katie.
Good morning, everyone. Really lovely to have you all with us for our first Sunday in Advent. Our Advent candle lighting is going to begin this year with singing a verse from our Advent carol, and then the brownies will come and lead us in the lighting of our candle. So we're going to sing the first verse of the Advent candle song.
Season of Advent, we are here to watch and wait, pray for the coming of light into the world. We long for the day when the things of darkness, selfishness and greed, suffering and oppression shall be no more. We light this candle for all God's people, struggling to be bearers of hope in a troubled world.
We wait for your promise. Give light, give hope.
Lord, by your presence, light up the past.
That we might learn from its thankfulness.
Light up the present.
That we might live into
the world. Light up the future. As we watch and wait and pray.
Girls, we're going to sing our first Advent hymn, Long Ago Prophets Knew. Ring bells, ring, ring, ring. I don't know if we can find some bells in there, but if you'd like an instrument for during the chorus, and if you can find bells, even better, we will sing. Ring bells, ring, ring, ring.
Another verse. Right, would you like to, if we have the flags, I think we've got another verse there. Have we not?
No. It's going to be like this morning.
Mary, hail, no afraid, she's at me.
With the rainbows with us this morning. Absolutely lovely. So well done for carrying a rainbow flag for us. That's wonderful. Thank you. Well done. Thank you very much. There, that's it. Lovely. Thank you very much. Please have a seat. Okay, follow Angela. Follow Angela. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you and praise you for this season of Advent. We thank you for all the times of celebration, reflecting on your love that came into the world through Jesus Christ. A babe in the manger, in vulnerability, growing into a man to teach us your ways of love and grace and goodness. We thank you for your love shown to us. And we ask your blessing upon us in this celebration of Advent today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Now, I think I'll just go. You know, it's been that busy and stressful this morning. I think I might just go on my holidays. But you know what? It's feeling a little bit light, and I might have picked up the wrong suitcase this morning. I thought, you know, might be a bit hectic this morning. I might just get away from it all. And I had my suitcase already, but this doesn't feel like the suitcase that was already. I tell you, it's not going right this morning. It's empty. Can you think? And you can speak to the person next to you. If you were going to go on a journey, what 10 things might you definitely need to take with you? Chat to the person next to you. What 10 things for my suitcase? Suitcase to have a good journey going away. What ideas, Maya? Toothbrush and toothpaste. Brilliant idea for a journey. Courtney?
Sunglasses if it's sunny.
Yeah, really good idea. And actually, even in winter, sometimes the sun's really bright, especially if you're driving. Sunglasses, good idea. What do you think? Flip-flops.
shops. Brilliant idea. I think it's making me work out where I definitely want to go on holiday. Brilliant, yes?
Pajamas,
absolutely. Yeah, you need pajamas. So, right, you've got pajamas, you've got toothpaste, toothbrush, you've got flip-flops and sunglasses. Clothes, yeah, that would be really good, wouldn't it? Because it would be terrible to spend a whole holiday dressed like this. No, wouldn't be fun. So, yes? Sorry? Some money, that would be a brilliant idea, wouldn't it? I wouldn't get very far without that. Sun cream. Oh, I like the idea of my holiday even more. Yeah? Yes? Yeah. What was he going to say? Shall I come back? Yeah. I'll come back to you in a minute. Yes? Passport. Yeah, passport would be brilliant. Yeah, great. Yes? A toy. Oh, lovely. A toy to play with would be lovely. Or to cuddle up with in bed, that would be really nice, yeah?
Electronics,
hey! So, I'm not going to go, probably wouldn't get far without my mobile phone, or I might take my thing, music to listen into, yeah? Boarding pass, yeah, brilliant this holiday, fantastic, yeah, all sorts, have you remembered? Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, my car. Yeah, take my car with me. So, brilliant. Got also one more thing there. You forgot that. So, okay. Well, I forgot this morning, didn't I? But lots of things to take on a journey. But there's all sorts of journeys that we can make, as well as journeys going on holiday. We sometimes use the word journeys to talk about important times in life, about important things. You know, journeys don't necessarily have to be a very long way to another country or even to the other end of this country. Journeys might only take you 10 minutes actually travelling time, but can be really significant. You know, I can remember absolutely clearly my very first day going to Brownies. Because I got to Brownies and opened the door and there was a sea of children in brown, and I was probably mixture really nervous and really excited. That's one of my life journeys, joining Brownies. It was really significant because I had a fantastic time in Brownies. I wanted to chat to the person next to you. What life journey can you remember? Something really special for you. It might have been, can you remember your first day at school, or your first day going and joining guides, or your first time going on guide camp or scout camp? What was your first, also a significant journey that you made? Have a chat to the person next to you, sweetie. I'm going to move this because I'm going to knock it flying. Talk about them, but what's been a significant journey for you, something that you've done that was significant? Yes? Sorry, I have to say it again. Right. Oh, that's nice. Sometimes journeys, those things are sad, aren't they? But also something positive there. Thank you for sharing that one with us. Anybody? Yeah, Courtney. Your first day at school, yeah. It's an exciting day, isn't it? First, nervous day for some, first day at school. Any others? Yeah, we got one at the back. Oh, can you say that a little bit louder for me? You felt a bit nervous your first day at school. Yeah, it's a big day, isn't it?
My
Yeah, it's scared, isn't it? Sometimes treading, stepping out into the unknown, to something new. Yes?
First time going swimming.
It's exciting and perhaps a bit nervous as well. Who can you think of going... Now, we're going to be talking... Advent is about a journey, and it's about a journey towards Christmas. Can you think what journeys were made in the Christmas story? Anybody? Yes?
The journey to the place where Jesus was born.
Yeah, and who went on that journey?
Yep,
Mary and Joseph, they went on a journey to Bethlehem. Anybody else on the journey in that story, yes?
Shepherds.
The shepherds, brilliant. The shepherds went on the journey to Bethlehem as well. How exciting for them. Olivia?
The kings,
the wise men, the magi, whichever we call them, they went on an amazing journey, didn't they? A really, really long journey following the star. And today is our first... Yep, got one more. Camels, perfect. Yep, yep. The sheep, yep. And the donkey, can't forget them, can we? They all made a donkey, and I feel sorry for the donkey. 900 miles with somebody sat on top who's pregnant. Must have been a really hard journey. Now, but Advent is our journey towards Christmas time. And we might begin with something like this. Who's got their tree up already? One or two of you have, right? Who puts it up on Christmas Eve? Now, some we journey to Advent differently. Advent is our journey in preparation for Christmas. Now, you might have noticed this morning, racing around, it can sometimes be a little bit hectic. Now, I've got a challenge for two teams, and Angela and Ian are going to help me with this in a moment, because at the back of church, you will have a tray for your team, and there's different challenges on it. First one is to collect, a person has to collect a Christmas card and write somebody's name to and from and colour in Happy Christmas. The next person has to blow up a balloon, because you might need a balloon for a Christmas party. The next person who's going to be lucky to get that one has to eat a chocolate log. That was my closest to a chocolate log. The next person, and it might be one of the older people in your group, has to collect things to wrap up the book for a Christmas present. So you'll need wrapping paper, scissors, and sellotape. Next person has to collect and find someone to pull a Christmas cracker with. The next person has to collect and blow their party horn. The next person has to find the colour of gold coins that your group sells. Your one group, one person, and you might have a couple of helpers with this one, has to collect all the gold coins, and the other group has to collect all the silver coins. Because you need money to buy things for Christmas, don't you? So you have to go and get your money. Next person has to collect a Christmas tree and decorate 10 baubles on it. And there's some colouring pencils, felts down here. And the last person has to get a stream, has to make a streamer like this, crisscrossing, folding. Doesn't matter if we don't get it all done. But now, we've got 9 activities for each group. So we're going to need, this is going to, you have to bear with us for a moment, because Christmas is chaotic. So, Angela, would you like to come and get, and Ian, would you like to come and get 9 things? I am going to ask 2 of the guides, could you help me by taking those, could you take that and place it on one of the tables at the back, please? And I need... Can somebody else come and take it? Would you like to? Thank you very much for helping. If you'd like to pop it on a table. So, going to need some volunteers. Shall I sort of help assign some volunteers? Got anybody who'd like to take part in the relay? Right, would you like to come and stand here? Are you going to join in? Yeah, do you want to come and join Ian? Right, so, yeah, right. Oscar, would you like to come with Angela over here? Yeah, lovely. Courtney and Maya, are you going to stay together with Angela here? Right, you want to come together?
And you can do some of the activities together. Right. And you've got. Oh.
I need some guides. Come on, guides.
Right. Would you like to assign them a task then? I think you've probably got enough there. If you. Right, now also I forgot to say before you go, actually you've got tons there, just to say before you go, when you get given your card, only one person can go to the back at the time. You have to collect what you need, but you do the activity here at the front. But people don't have to wait for them to finish the activity. As soon as one person gets back, another person with their card can go. Then the next person can go, and they might need help at the end here. So you have to go collect your activity. This group you collect from the table this side. This group you collect from the table that side. If you go up the side aisle and you come back down the middle, okay? So have you got one person ready to?
Does it matter what order we do?
No, it doesn't matter what order you go in. Some jobs are hard at Christmas time.
Yes, Joseph, you'd be brilliant at it. You'd be brilliant. Come on, Joseph, you'd be brilliant at it.
Actually, and as soon as you're ready, you can send somebody to go. I might have been over-ambitious in my challenge. But you can't go yet, though. Yeah, and they can do the bauble together. Right, by the way, there's your list. So only one person can start. Angela, would you like to set one of them off on their journey? Ian, you better start sending somebody on their journey. Right, Joseph, will you grab all your whatever you need and come back? And then your team can go. Right, Ian, you've got one person back to his activity. Send the next person off. There's some pens and pencils here. Right, Angela, do you want to send the next one off? No, as soon as they're back. You just do left, right, left, right, left, right. And while they do that, we're going to sing a hymn. We're going to sing Let Us Tell Us About a Baby. While they do that, we're going to sing. Bill and John, we're singing. Thank you. doing, and you are absolutely the perfect illustration of absolute Advent chaos. The whole run-up to Christmas can feel very much like what you've been witnessing or experiencing here, with lots and lots of chaos. Who managed on this team? Did you manage to write the Christmas card to somebody? Perfect. Have we got a Christmas card written over here? It's all chaos. You lose track of Christmas.
Who's
managed to blow up a balloon? Both teams managed the balloon. Got two balloons over there. Who managed to eat the chocolate log? Yes! Oh, what a fantastic job for first parade. I'm afraid it's not always like that. Who's managed to wrap their book? Oh, well done. Do you want to, should we just show this one there? Fantastic Christmas wrapping done. And
Kind of wrap.
Well done. Who managed to pull a cracker? Yeah, we pulled the crackers. Party horn blown? Yeah, you're brilliant. They're not very good, are they? And if you found the chocolate coins? Right, if you can actually pass the chocolate coins to your leader, to Angela or Ian, and we can share some afterwards. And there's some milk-free ones if anybody needs it. I'm going to ask you to leave the chaos exactly where it is and go and have a sit down. Do you want to give them a round of applause? They've been brilliant. I just want to just leave it now for me. Thank you. Advent can just feel like the season of stress and chaos. But actually, Christmas and Advent is about time to hear the Christmas story and hear all about Jesus coming into the world. And we remember that the story didn't just begin with Jesus, it began thousands of years before, 3,000 years before God started speaking to people and sending prophets. And we're going to hear, one of the guides is going to come and read to us from Isaiah chapter 9, just one verse from the prophets. Do you want to come and stand here to read it? Read it for us. Thank you.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Thank you. So we knew the prophets a long time ago were saying somebody really special, really wonderful is going to come. And so we reflect in Advent the words of those prophets a long time ago. And then we also, during Advent, build up to really celebrating the story of how Jesus was born. And somebody's going to come and bring us the reading now from Luke's Gospel, the story of how Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for him to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you very much. So it was an amazing, amazing story. I mean, it's amazing any time that a baby is born, incredibly special and wonderful. But this was so incredibly special, God coming to us in the most vulnerable, humble place as a baby that needed to be cared for and protected. And John, in his gospel, he doesn't tell us the story of how Jesus was born. He doesn't tell us the story of the shepherds. He doesn't tell us the story of the wise men. He's just so excited. He tries to describe the wonder of it and how a man called John the Baptist came and told people about him later on, and how God's light was somehow coming into the world through Jesus being born. So we're going to hear that reading now from John chapter 1. Thank you.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And the world became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of as of a Father's Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.
Thank you. Well done, all of those reading today. That was beautiful. John was full of wonder and amazement at what had happened. What fills you with wonder? What is it that makes you go, wow? Could it be a rainbow or looking at the stars or seeing something really special? Just chat to the person next to you a second. What is it that makes you go, wow, that's amazing, or that's really, really special? It might be having seen a newborn baby. What is it? Do we have the wonder poem?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, lovely. Thank you. Okay, that was just a very quick chat. What things fill you with wonder? Yes, over there. The shining star. Lovely. Thank you. Yes? Oh, you're reading your book. Wait, you hold your poem for us later. Anybody else? Anybody else? Something amazing, Courtney?
My dinosaur.
Right, dinosaur. What is that? Can you say that again?
A dinosaur nativity.
You've got dinosaur nativity. Wow, that's unusual. I've never seen one of those before. That would be amazing to see. Now, you know, of all of those, there were lots and lots of amazing things, from sunsets and rainbows and just seeing a newborn baby or a new puppy or anything. So many exciting things. But perhaps one of those, and said there at the back, stars just amaze me. If you've ever been night at camp when it's been a clear sky and you've been able to look up and just see the stars, it's quite amazing. Now, I found a PowerPoint that had been sent to me from somebody who is an amazing person, and had said to Beth yesterday that Rod Davies had sent me a PowerPoint with some amazing stars to look at. And he gave me all of the information, knowing that I wouldn't know what they all were. So I did ask for help. She had some amazing Christmas stars there, said geometrical shapes of special stars. And then the Milky Way, as he pointed out, that I could see in Chile, and I remember seeing that, the Milky Way, just amazing. And here, anybody know what that cluster of stars is called? Anybody know? Yeah, what do you think? It's actually called the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades, however you pronounce it, Seven Sisters. And that one, that's Orion the Huntsman, and he's got a pink object, which is his sword there, the Orion. And then it's called the Orion Nebula, quite amazing. And we've got some more pictures, if you just want to go through some more pictures of absolute things that are so incredible in the universe that they fill us with wonder. But while we're seeing those pictures of stars, we're going to hear a poem called Wonder, and wondering by the fact that I believe we're all made of stardust. There's stardust in all of us. Would you like to come and read it to us? Thank you. While we see the next pictures in the background, if they're there. Sky, I think it's called.
Dust, stars, everything made of rocks, trees,
elephants, plankton, stardust. You, me, Jesus, all of us, stardust. Twinkle, twinkle, stardust. Wow.
Well done. Thank you. That's beautifully done. Just stars and things to wonder and amaze. And the star is what led the wise men to find Jesus. We're going to sing a song about that. Some of you will know the tune, because the tune is This Old Man. It's Superstar led us west to the town that God had blessed. Thank you. You're going to be given a leaflet. We've got a star trail around Wilmslow. The astronomer lost his star, can't find it, and there's stars hidden in 14 shops in Wilmslow. So over the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to hopefully find the stars, fill in the trail, and perhaps win a prize that will be announced at our Chris Dingle service at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Now, the star led the wise men to find baby Jesus. And sometimes we describe people as being stars, because they've just been amazing people that have guided us and led us in our lives. Now, I believe some of you have been making stars for our tree. Have you got your stars for the tree? Yeah, you've brought your stars. Brilliant. Now, there's also lots of stars here. So if you haven't brought a star with you, don't worry. There's lots to collect and add to the tree. But just before you add your star to the tree, I want you to think, who's been somebody who's been really good at leading you, at guiding you, perhaps teaching you to do and learn a new thing? And for some of the adults, it might be somebody who's no longer with us, but somebody who was a person, a real leading light in your life, who guided you, who gave you wisdom, that really blessed you by their love and presence with you. When you add your star to the tree, and we're going to do that, and after a while we'll start singing the next hymn as people still add those stars, use that time to say thank you to God, either for his leading and his love and wisdom in our lives, or remembering a special person as you add that tree. So pause for a moment. I'm going to ask Dave if you can help move the lectern and a little bit of clutter. Decluttering from the, because we're getting rid of the chaos of Christmas, and we're focusing on the wonder and the love at its heart. And then I'm going to invite you to come and add your stars to the Christmas tree. So when you're ready, and perhaps if we can start with the youngsters, if you would like to come and add your star to the Christmas tree, wherever you'd like to place it. Okay. And perhaps if leaders can go and help with them adding onto the tree. Thanks, Ian.
that's a bit, you can reach out and go.
Those stars are beautiful and just fantastic. I saw the rainbows making these stars the other day, which are fantastic, sparkly stars, and wonderful there. And please, at the end, if you just want to take a star and add one to the tree, remembering somebody special and giving thanks, please do so at the end of the service. Now, Advent, we started with absolute mad chaos and all the preparations. But Advent, as well as looking back and celebrating Jesus' birth and looking forward about when the world will become as God has called it to be, in Advent we're invited to pause and to wonder and reflect. I'm going to just show on the screen here what some people do with... Who's got an Advent calendar? And most of you, have you got an Advent calendar? Brilliant. Now, Advent calendars are... Some people are doing different things with Advent calendars. Some Advent calendars give you a picture to look at that lead you to the story of Jesus' birth. Sometimes they contain a treat in Advent. During... What some people are doing in Advent is they're pausing just to think and wonder, just like wondering at the star. You know, I got in the other day and I just from my bedroom window saw the most amazing sunset. I thought, thank you in Advent, just to pause in awe and wonder. Might put sunset in the box. It begins on the 3rd. Some people have actually chosen to just make their own Advent calendar, just having a moment to quietly, mindfully draw something each day. It might be reflecting on the words wait, or listen, or joy, or love, or peace. A word for each day to ponder and reflect there. It's amazingly, somebody's drawn there the nativity scene on Christmas Day on theirs. Other people use somebody else's example there. And also others have actually got their own sort of Advent candle. In fact, something to say thank you for each day during the lead up to Christmas. And at the or writing. It could be instead of drawing it that you might want to write something to give thanks for. So when you leave today, there are lots of blank copies of those different types of Advent calendars if you'd like to take one to pause and reflect. A time to just, you know, on that journey, if I had gone on a long journey, I would have liked to find some places to pause. Even if you go on a car journey, it's nice to stop at the service station, have a cup of coffee, have something to drink, or maybe something nice to eat, just to stop and rest before the journey continues. So if Advent does feel very chaotic and rushing around like it did at the beginning, pause and wonder at the fun of a little one playing with a balloon, or pause and wonder at something amazing each day. Now, while we're having our prayers and our next song, which is that, all of the young people, the leaders, and perhaps Liz, if any of the Sunday school, the junior church children would like to get one, you will each be given a star. If you go to your leader and get a star and a little stick, it's one of those scratch stars. So just very gently see if you can create a beautiful star. And at the end, there's a little magnet strip, and perhaps you can take it home and stick it on your fridge. So Liz says there. So Joshua and Olivia, if you'd like to come and get one off Liz. So I'm just going to invite the children very, very quietly to have a quiet moment and decorate. Choose how you carefully want to decorate your scratch star. And leading us, we're going to sing, Come Lord Jesus, Come. Seated, and as you pause and reflect with those beautiful stars as they're developing there, let's pray. Gracious God, we ask that you will fill us with your light and love in this season of Advent. We know that there are many places of darkness in the world where there is war and discord, and we ask that your light might shine into those places. We ask your blessing upon all those who are working with aid agencies to bring help and relief, to share light and love. And we pray for all those working in diplomacy to try and build bridges and find the path for peace. Come, Lord Jesus, come into your world, we pray. We know that Christmas can be a stressful time, and it can be a hard time, especially for those who might find themselves on their own. A time which might be filled with memories, some that are sad as well as those that are joyful. We pray, Lord, that we might be able to reach out with love and light to those for whom this is a hard time. Come, Lord Jesus, come with your peace. We pray, Lord, too, for those who are unwell at this time, those who are fearful and anxious about what might lie ahead. We pray, Lord, for all those who are working in our health service and responding and caring for those in need at this time. And we ask your blessing upon them. Come, Lord Jesus, with your healing light. And we pray for ourselves, Lord, in this time that can be a time of real excitement and joy, but also can be a time of stress, that we might find a few moments each day to pause, to wonder, to delight in your love, the love that we share with others. We thank you too for those who are doing a different way of Advent and giving something each day. And we pray that for all those collecting for the food bank and those who will receive those gifts, that they might be touched by a gift of love this Christmas. All of these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our offering for the work of God will now be received and dedicated. Thank you. And while the offering is being collected, there is a Christmas newsletter that you might have received coming in, or you will as you leave. It highlights in there our Christmas charity, and the Christmas charity will be collected over the next coming weeks. It's the Vision Beyond Autism. Some of you will know Julie and Naresh and their daughter Lauren, who has very severe autism. And they are working with other families, with other children, to provide a place where they will be able to live independently as young adults. So that is our Christmas charity this year. Thank you. Right. Just stay there for a moment and place that on top. That's it. Thank you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love and light shining into our lives and the blessings that you pour out upon us. We ask that you might bless these gifts, that they might be used for the love and the joy of your kingdom in this place. Amen. Please be seated. Going to sing our final hymn, Hills of the North Rejoice, a traditional Advent hymn when our flags will be received. Absolutely gorgeous, Bethany. So well done there. I'll just pass that to you. That's wonderful. So may your Advent time be full of joy. In the busyness, may you find moments to pause and reflect on the wonder of God's love. May you go filled with his peace and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And that somebody here had a really special big birthday this week, and I was just reminded, can we sing Chris happy birthday? He's just hiding there in there. Joan, you're going to give us a note. So, what a Avril, John, just lightly just off. Happy birthday to you.